Zoomer Radio, the DeFranco family. What? I loved Tony DeFranco. Heartbeat, it's a love beat. He was the Canadian Donny Osmond back in the day, and he had such good hair. I loved him. And the Hollies in there, too, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Happy to welcome back Lauren O'Neill, Senior News Editor at BlogTO, part of our Zoomer Radio family. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Lauren. Well, I tell you, I read with interest a BlogTO article on the weekend written by Jack Landau, which reports with glee how millennials now own downtown Toronto. This stems from info from the 2021 census, which reveals that the biggest generation in the city is now the millennials, currently 25 to 39. But in the article, Lauren, he takes a lot of jabs at the boomers. So this just good-natured intergenerational ribbing, or is there ageism at play here?
Ooh, that's a hardball question, but I can answer. So like me, Jack is a millennial, and I know the guy well. He's a very lighthearted, funny guy. These are all just jokes. I mean, kind of jokes about our parents' generation and kind of playing on the whole millennials eat avocado toast, millennials are entitled rhetoric of the, you know, maybe about 5 years ago, there was a lot of that going around. So it's kind of like a good-natured competition. But I did not agree with this comment about the Metamucil and soup. I really like soup. And I don't know any, like my parents don't eat Metamucil. So, but I mean, regardless, it's really exciting for us to now represent more than 25% of the city's population. There's more than 700,000 millennials here now. And it gets even higher in the downtown core with close to, or just over 40% of people in downtown Toronto now being of the millennial generation. So, I mean, we'll take a win where we can get one.
And you know what? That's the way I took the article that way as well.
Yeah, we can't afford houses, but you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but who's living in the houses again, Lauren? You know, but here's the thing too, right? It's tough when you're reading something to know or to hear the sarcasm or to hear the tongue-in-cheek sort of approach. So it's good that you clarified that it was all in good fun, you know?
Oh, yes, for sure. Well, I'm glad that I could clarify. And just if you ever see anything on BlogTO that you think might be kind of mean but could be construed as a joke, it's definitely a joke. We are
okay,
very
okay. Good to know. Okay, good to know. Let's talk about the midges because I live a little bit north of the city and we don't have them in our neighborhood. They're not allowed in our neighborhood. But what are these bugs and are they around Toronto right now? Or what's going on?
Oh, yes, they are. So when I speak pejoratively about midges on the blog, like I am not joking in that sense. I hate them. We all hate them. They get into our mouths, into our eyes. They're these tiny little flies that form in clumps. You can almost see them moving as like a cloud. So especially near bodies of water, such as Lake Ontario. So right along the Martin Goodman Trail, all along the waterfront right now, there are these clumps of midges. And I mean, you can keep your mouth shut, but you can't stop them from getting in your eyes. It's impossible to go rollerblading or biking down there. Around 6 or 7 at night is when they get really active. And what it is it's just their mating season. It happens at least twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And it's only maybe about a week or two long where all of a sudden the population of midges just explodes and get into everyone's eyes and mouths and make us all a little irritable. But, you know, that's nature.
Yeah, well, it's another reason to keep your mask on too, right?
And keep the midges shut.
Yeah, it's true. Midge protector.
Torontonians love going to restaurants and BlogTO is telling us all about a new sky-high restaurant with a 360-degree view of the city.
Yes, the Westin Harbor Castlefront down the hotel down on the waterfront there, the harborfront area. Don Alfonso is actually moving into an old restaurant space at the top there. And for those not familiar with Don Alfonso, it's wonderful, like very, very highly rated restaurant. And it was operating out of Casa Loma for a while in the nice atrium, solarium they have there. So now it's going to have a permanent, awesome home at the Westin Harborfront Castle. And I for one, cannot wait to go there and experience those 365-degree views. Blah, sorry, a little Monday morning marble mouth here.
Yeah, I hear you. I know it well.
We understood everything you said because we too are Monday morning vibes. So we get it completely.
Awesome.
BlogTO, blogto.com, best restaurant events and most unique Toronto stories. And it also covers the big news stories too. Lauren O'Neill, senior news editor and at BlogTO, part of our Zoomer Media family. Thanks, Lauren. We're going to talk to you again Friday, every Monday and Friday, right?
Yes, every Monday and Friday. I'll be here.
Woot woot.